Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And this is the May 2019 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. And I normally do one of these every month, and I tend to mean to do it at the beginning of the month and then don't get it done to the middle. So what I've decided is the best thing that I can do is start trying to do it in the middle of the month before, and then maybe we'll get it to work out. So even though I didn't get an April update done, this is going to be May's, and I'm going to just kind of briefly mention the stuff that was happening in April at the beginning, since that's, well, at least as far as my programs, they're all done anyway. So the big event that is going to happen, it hasn't happened yet, in April is at Mansfield, Missouri. They are going to be having a collaboration with the Missouri's Cherry Blossom Festival. It is held in Marshfield, Missouri, which is nearby Mansfield, but it is not Mansfield, it's Marshfield. It is a festival that has all sorts of people come in, national level people. There's going to be people there who are historians, who are authors, and they end up having quite a few people who were actors from television shows, and they are, in fact, going to have sort of a mini cast reunion. There's a couple people, or I think maybe four actors from the show that is going to be there, and it occurs to me that I could look them up. And then I could tell you, but clicking on the link isn't taking me just where I thought I was going to go. So we'll skip that. Anyway, they are going to have a children's literature festival take place in conjunction with that. And part of that is going to be happening at Rocky Ridge. And it's going to be... they're calling it the Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival, and it's going to include tours of the museum and the Rocky Ridge Farmhouse and different speakers. So it is going to be held April 25th and April 26th, and at April 28th, the Little House Guest is going to gather at the museum in Mansfield to cut the ribbon on a special exhibit at 2 p.m. So the whole festival is going from, I think, the 24th through the 28th as far as events, with most of the events being from the 25th to 27th. So if you can get down there the last week in April, I would highly recommend it. Sadly, I will not be in attendance, but if you can, you definitely should be. The other thing from April was that a new book came out on Rose, and I have heard nothing but good things about it so far. I actually have a copy, but I haven't gotten it read because I somewhat foolishly allowed myself to be involved in three different read-alongs in April, and before that, I was still finishing up Disney stuff, so I haven't gotten it read yet, but it is high on my pile of books to read, and it's called Credo, the Rose Wilder Lane Story by Peter Begg, and I'm not 100% sure that's how you pronounce his name, but it's a graphic novel version of Rose's life, and I have long said that Rose deserves a better biography than any that has been written about her so far. And I say that as someone who is not fond of Rose, but I think she deserves a little more respect than she's gotten so far. So I have high hopes that Credo is going to be giving her that respect, and I will have a new go-to to point people to. But that was all April stuff. So that moves us on to our events, just my programs for the month. And actually, all of my programs for this month are over, but I was at Lake Mills, the Athena Club in Belle Plaine, the Atumwa Women's Club, and out in Sioux Falls at the Siouxland Libraries, where they are doing a one-book program community read-along for Prairie Fire. And that was a very nice trip. I managed to cut between the floods to the south and the blizzard to the north that hit that, well, a couple days before. So I always like a good excuse to go to South Dakota. Now, coming up in May, what we have for Laura Ingalls Wilder events is that Baroque is going to have a new event. It's the Spring Book Sale, and it's going to be May 4th. It's going to be at the Advent Christian Church Open House. That's the church by the cemetery at the top of the hill. You drive by the cemetery on the way into town, but it isn't that gate. The cemetery has two gates, and the church is by the second one. So you have to kind of go through town and then head up the hill, and you should be able to find it. And that's going to be, and they're also going to have an open house May 27th, and that's Memorial Day from 9:30 to 2 at the church. Spring Valley, Minnesota is having spring teas. Now, they have famously had Christmas teas every year, and they're kind of moving away from that, so they're trying a spring tea. So you have to have reservations ahead of time. If you would like to take part in a tea, then you can sure do that on May 11th. And Mansfield is continuing its program of Just a Mere events. These are kind of small events. They're capping them around 60, 70 people, depending on the event. And they are based on Laura's club, the Just a Mere Club, and everyone has a different topic. And this one is going to be held on May 11th, and it's the Just a Mere Graveyard Workshop, dealing with the cleaning of tombstones. And finally, for our May events, William Anderson is going to be speaking at the 5th Annual Midwest History Conference, Grand Valley State University, Grand Rapids, Michigan, May 30th through the 31st. Midwest history has been sadly ignored. Both Midwest literature and Midwest history was really a driving force in the nation, and somewhere in the 20th century, it was really started to be looked down on. But there's been some resurgence with that. The Midwest History Conference, there's been some more publications. There's a journal now, and it's really, I'm really pleased to see there's more work being done in Midwest history and promotion of it. So what am I going to be doing in May? I have several programs. We're going to be doing the Nashua Public Library in Nashua, Iowa. Now, that's home of the Little Brown Church in the Vale, if you've ever heard that song. You know, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. That's Little Brown Church is going to be on May 4th. I have a one-room school program set up for classes Thursday, May 16th. That is not open to the public. I'm going to be at the Eddyville Public Library in Eddyville, Iowa, with In the Kitchen with Laura on May 22nd at 6 p.m. And I'm going to be doing another one-room school program that's not open to the public on May 23rd, 2019. Now, do not let that discourage you. If you are wanting me to come and speak nearby well, nearby where you live, then talk to your local library, talk to your local museum, talk to your local service club. It's certainly not too late to schedule me. And I think that has pretty much got us all the way around on what exactly is going on this month. To look ahead a little bit, I still have a couple programs coming up soon. I still haven't done my looking ahead for the year, which is getting to be a little ridiculous, but it is pretty much all prepped. In fact, I considered doing it this morning instead of this one, but I thought I better get this done. I have one more of the Thornton Burgess reader longs to test one more microphone, but I think we're pretty well set on that. And I have to do a Disney update, and I have just got a person to agree to be a guest speaker or a guest on the program in May. So we've got all sorts of cool stuff coming up. And I also wanted to, going further ahead, point out that this July is going to be the big Laura Ingalls Wilder cast reunion for the Little House on the Prairie TV show, and it's going to be in Walnut Grove in July. They have announced members of the cast who are going to attend, and I will be giving you more information about that. And looking far, far ahead, I had pointed out to me that 2021 is going to be the 50th anniversary of the DeSmet pageant, and they're going to be doing The Long Winter, which was the original program that they did for a pageant, and I am really looking forward to that, and we will see how else this year goes. So I think that better wind things up for the day. And I just want to remind you to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.